This is news from the Saturday, 1450 AM WRC, 107.7 FM W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Jerusalem, his 11th visit to the Middle East since the Israel-Hamas-Hezbollah war began. All are waiting for Israel's retaliation on Iran.
They don't want this to be all out there between Iran and Israel. And what they're trying to do is just kind of influence Israel to do what they call a proportional response by just hitting that military target. Don't hit Iran's nuclear facilities. Don't hit Iran's oil facilities. Something that could broaden this conflict.
ABC's Louis Martinez. Today is 2 weeks till the election. Vice President Harris and former President Trump hitting battleground states. Vice President campaigning with Liz Cheney in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Trump was in North Carolina blasting the administration's response to recent hurricanes in the southeast U.S. Labor pains at Kaiser Permanente in Southern California, where 2,400 mental health workers went on strike over increased workloads and staffing shortages. This is ABC News. A federal judge in Baton Rouge took arguments on Louisiana's law that will require public classrooms to display the Christian Ten Commandments.
One of the biggest backers of Louisiana's new law is Governor Jeff Landry.
If you want to respect the rule of law, you got to start from the original lawgiver, which was Moses.
Organizations like the Freedom From Religion Foundation argue that
our nation must suffer to separate religion from government.
The foundation's Annie Lori Gaylor, a judge, will decide whether it should be put on hold while lawsuits against it continue.
ABC's Jim Ryan. President Biden bestowed National Medals of Arts and National Humanities Medals on 39 individuals who made their mark on American culture.
Rapid courage to combat racial stereotypes.
Some clouds and a low of 52 tonight. South winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Among those honored, filmmakers Steven Spielberg, Spike Lee, and Ken Burns,
early morning to early afternoon,
and Queen Latifah.
Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 47. Sunny, breezy, and much cooler Wednesday at 56. Thursday, 63 with morning sunshine and a 40% chance of light rain. Friday, decreasing clouds, breezy, and cooler.
No air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's Fresh Brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other great meat products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Cochunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Cochunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Voters in Wisconsin. The Vice President held an event in Brookfield Monday night. She appeared with Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and conservative commentator Carl Lechine. Both have endorsed the Democrats. They say Donald Trump is too dangerous. The public school administrator in Northwest Wisconsin is in big trouble with the law. Dan Kelly.
Winwood City School District Superintendent Ken Johnson is facing 17 felony charges, including theft, money laundering, and drug trade and misconduct of officers. He's accused of taking over $80,000 from the Michigan Superintendent and not completing university classes for which he's given over $200,000. Johnson stepped down from his chief of policy charges earlier this year. I'm Dan Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Eric Fritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Celtics versus the Knicks. Bucks are headed to Philly to join the 76ers tomorrow. It's the live run. Bucks locker room. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, partly mostly cloudy in the Iowa South winds. Temperatures in the lower 50s at daybreak. On Tuesday, just a couple of showers, especially the first half of the day. Clouds giving way to some clearing. High temperatures will warm to the middle 70s. It's 50 at our studios.
Dom Salvia. Next time, Gray Voting starts in Wisconsin. Trump says all the geese are missing. Louisiana's Ten Commandments goes to court. Plus, overtime for Maggie Dawn.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Wahba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. First to travel by catapult, Pete Wahba.
Hello, Wisconsin. Happy Monday, everybody. Great to have you with me. Gorgeous Monday. The endless summer. I've already got
started the second one. It's like, well, we gotta go. That's pretty much how it was.
Did he say?
Because kids. So at the end of the second one, Doc actually gets taken back to 18. No sad songs. But he hand writes a letter to the time where Marty would be there.
And remember, Western Union. I'm out of cutting it loose. Really cool. Think he's like in season by the way of killing the goose.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would say this got me feeling the groove. Two stepping with my baby, looking in these Luke Casey boots. So play it's always something we can sing. Play something we can raise hell and a drink. Second one, don't get me going, just go and slow it down. Fifth is hilarious. Pour up another round.
It is some great comedy.
Absolutely. So we've got some
I watched a lot of football. I watched season two of Shrinking.
That, talked about that a while ago.
I love that show. Jason Segel. Who, you know, I'm a dreamer. I'm a fan of him. Whatever he's in, I will watch. Because Harrison Ford, yes. Come on, play it's, the a, it's a really fun, turn up fun show. Home, I, if you haven't checked it out, I will
definitely. Don't forget the check. I want to start up with a little sweet Caroline. So play something we can sing to. Play something we can raise hell and a drink to. I watched last night. I watched go and slow it down. Pour up another round.
Which? I don't want to hear no sad. Oh, yeah. Hate it.
I just want to have some fun tonight. That's like the worst. It's another way to moment you can capture.
Well, I mean, you should tell me.
Hey, I will. Regardless, keep that good time. I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying. I'm not surprised because the guy's got his work.
Yeah.
A lot of guys are touching that football.
Yeah. Well.
Disgusting.
I forget. I remember when Malik Willis was in for the Packers and our center puked on the ball and snapped it to Malik Willis. And Malik Felton just ran
it. I just want to have some fun tonight. That was my plan. Dancing all the way till last call. Drinking my hand got me feeling right. It's been a long week. I'll let us go and do something. Keep that good time spinning on repeat. Unless it's absolutely my team or the playoffs. Then I did. But now I just watch the game.
Yeah.
But last night was a pretty good game, but I was a blow up. That was hard.
Yeah, they haven't figured it out yet. The Jets, I don't know. Their O-line is not great. They got a bunch of injuries.
Country and community. With a mix of informative news, but timely weather, and exciting local and state sports on WRCO-FM 100.9.
Yeah. Into the season. I don't think that's a problem, too. But what? Or the Steelers. Although I will say, is there a better organization than the Pittsburgh Steelers? I would maybe put the Packers up there.
Well, the Steelers have the most Super Bowls in charge.
Right.
They could be one of the best franchises ever.
I think they are because they've got they had three head coaches in the history of the franchise. They've all won a title. Tomlin, I know he frustrates some Steelers fans, but the guy has not had a losing season. He's right up there with Belichick and Tomlin. Three of them. Statistic was, and when you're that good, it's not like the Packers all my just away. Have to get to the playoffs. You know, I wake up out. To a sunny day because I love a rainy night.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, also, he did make the right choice yesterday.
He did.
He started Russell Wilson over Justin Fields, and I mean,
works. And it's weird because there were a couple moments in the game where they said Justin Fields would have taken that and ran 40 yards.
Yes.
Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. Wilson airs it out. Former Badger. And threw a beautiful pass. George Pickens is
better. Beautiful pass, better catch.
Better catch. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Face the rain on my lips.
Yeah.
In the moonlight shadow. But as I kept driving, I noticed one thing. recycling stuff in the car being pulled, in the truck being pulled.
Jealous boy, oh my.
It's like a video game. I'm trying to avoid these cans.
I just think Lincoln Lawyer is great. And it's, there was a movie with Matthew McConaughey that was pretty good too, but I love this guy who plays the actual Lincoln Lawyer. I can't recommend it enough. I'm already, I think I went 6 episodes deep on season 3 over the weekend. Turn me to stone. I'll talk more about that a little later.
I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome.
I don't know.
All right, that's our question tonight, folks. We're talking Back to the Future. It's the anniversary of Part 2. Our question is, if you could go back to the future,
trying to make the break and land,
where would you go? Would you go back? Would you go forward? Where would you go? If you could go back to the future. 757 Let us know. Be part of the show. We're going to text on the radio. And we're so glad you're chilling with us tonight. Here on the Pacific Media. Steve Schwab and the Night Live
Center, WRCE.
And will I get hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money.
What I'm trying to say.
Okay, I am a very busy working mom.
Is there
and
any words
you know what I avoided doing for far too long?
So much
getting my money organized. Making sure my family knows
if
where everything is.
Me,
what they can do if God forbid something happens to you.
Not a thing.
Securities and Exchange Commission of all places recommends these steps. Organize all your important documents. Number 2, tell your trusted family or trusted friend where you're trying to offer your accounts. Ideally, give one of them a copy of that list. Lastly, you got a financial professional, make sure they know your needs. The reason is hard to break. Sometimes it's hard to sit down and do this stuff.
Oh, I hope
this
will
be helpful.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, it's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic
Media. I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Uspace, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Uspace at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Back to portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone, plus $400 off any tablet. It's Uspace going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and CellPlus.com.
Hi, this is Aaron Starks. I've been a proud Ithaca school mom for 5 years. As parents, we all want the best for our kids. And for our family, that means choosing Ithaca School to call home. We chose to open and enroll because of the small class sizes and the strong, tight-knit community. From day one, we've felt the love and support from teachers, staff, and administration. Our kids are thriving, not just academically, but personally. The individual attention from teachers and staff who truly want the best for our children in all aspects of their development and well-being is priceless. We always feel heard, and the sense of community is something really special. Every teacher and administrator is there for our children and for us. We love being a part of Ithaca. They regularly go far above and beyond our expectations and are proactive in meeting our children's educational and emotional needs. This November, vote yes on the referendum and keep our school strong. Let's continue to give our kids the environment they deserve, a place where they're not just students, but part of a family. Vote yes for Ithaca. Our kids' future depends on it.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own, but don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067.
Generally watch
Red
Zone.
Ready for a spooktacular time.
Oh, you do.
At Blue at the Barn, October 27th from 1 to 4 p.m., head over to Tiny Acres Farms in Muscadet for a family-friendly Halloween celebration like no other. There'll be treats, games, and tons of fun activities for kids of all ages. Plus, come in costume and join in on the Halloween spirit. Don't miss out on this frightening good time. Mark your calendars for Blue at the Barn. Tiny Acres Farms, 26068 County Highway E, Muscadet, proudly supported by local businesses. We'll see you there.
This day and age,
yes, exactly what I was thinking.
6 kids, I'd be like, what's going on there? What's going on? Then you're looking at your phone. It's unbelievable. So that's what I did. That's a huge
I got an empty feeling when that moving van pulled up.
Yeah, I need to get there. I need to get there, and I watched two. You probably don't know.
As I watch them fill that truck,
I remember watching a couple of movies.
When they carried out your clothes and took my breath away. Now they're headed for that bit. The thought keeps running through my head. Baby, baby, we should just sleep on it tonight.
I want to know.
And give just one more chance to change our minds.
I appreciate you.
Just sleep on it.
go to the late 30s to dress well, smoke cigarettes, and drink great cocktails at the famous Big Bear That is a great test. Very well thought out. You had to eat until I had to work for you. But I love all of the stuff about drinks, about cocktails, smoking cigarettes, and all that. Follow-up. He says, you're right, and Jim Jarmusch is not an easy watch, but pump attitude is great. Yeah, I get that, but and I like the character. I just don't think, in terms of the writing, there's enough for them to do to be interesting beyond their book for books. That's my dime store thumbnail for a new Jim Jarmusch. They just take forever, and nothing really happens. And even when it does, the payoff, you got to wait so long. And the one I watched was Down by Law. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that should have been a half hour shorter. And they're not even long movies. But I get it. I get the punk thing. I think it's kind of cool. The attitude is great. I love the Beat Generation. That's what I thought I was going to be stepping back into. It's like sort of a Beat mentality. There's a little of that there, but it's not philosophical. It's just like, here's what it is. These are these characters. I guess I just need a little. I appreciate the invitation. All right, coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba, Logan Rogie is here from Travel Wisconsin. It's always so much fun to talk to. He's going to tell us where we should be checking out, where we should be going in our awesome state as Halloween fast approaches. Haunted houses, ghost tours, he's got it all. He's coming up next after Civic Media's award-winning news. Retired Colonel Tim Cody coming up at 7:20. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Jerusalem, his 11th visit to the Middle East since the Israel-Hamas-Hezbollah war began. All are waiting for Israel's retaliation on Iran.
They don't want this to be an all-out war between Iran and Israel. And one of the things that they're trying to do is just kind of influence Israel into what they call a proportional response by just hitting at military targets. Don't hit Iran's nuclear facilities. Don't hit Iran's oil facilities. Something that could broaden this conflict.
ABC's Louis Martinez. Today is 2 weeks till the election. Vice President Harris and former President Trump hitting battleground states. Vice President campaigning with Liz Cheney in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Trump was in North Carolina blasting the administration's response to recent hurricanes in the southeast U.S. Labor pains at Kaiser Permanente in Southern California, where 2,400 mental health workers went on strike over increased workloads and staffing shortages. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Suicide trends in Wisconsin are troubling. Brittany Merlot reports on numbers from the Department of Health Services. lineup at CivicMedia.us or the Civic Media app.
That big old moon is shining down from above.
On your entertainment feed, Peach Wobble, how do you watch the Bad Genes movie? Called The Night We Fall in Love. You release a new single. That figure that Gaga says, according to Variety, that she will release the song Disease on October 25th. It will be her first next single off her seventh studio album. Gaga surprised fans by releasing an album called Harlequin last month on the heels of releasing the new sequel, which was panned by critics. Onward and Upward. Rejoice when they hear that the show has been renewed for seasons 11 and 12, which is crazy because season 8 hasn't even dropped yet. The word comes from New York Comic Con by the show's executive producers Dan Harmon and Scott Meyer. Harmon was born and raised in Milwaukee. Season 8 doesn't actually premiere until 2025, which means the show will be on at least through 2029. More show is found tuning in the nightlife with me, Peach Wobble, weekends from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, becoming sunny by later this afternoon, and catch a sprinkle at some point today as well. Our high near 70 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight 48, tomorrow sunny in Boulder 58. On Thursday sunny with a high back up to near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 53.
Rain of blue for the day. Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have, you plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it or fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free. Brought to you by the Anthem. Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Mike Tuzik, co-host Sandy Williams will be here to catch up on all the politics we missed over the weekend. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
There's no need. Passing through.
Welcome back. Well, we are in the throes of the Halloween season here at Civic Media, as we are all over Wisconsin, and we certainly have a lot of fun talking about it here on Nightlight over the past couple weeks. And that continues right now, because we are about to bring onto the show one of our favorite guests. He works for Travel Wisconsin, and he's about to fill us in on what else is going on in the state, something we might have missed. As we get closer to Halloween, Logan Rohe joins us now from Travel Wisconsin. Hey, Logan.
Hey, Pete. It's a pleasure to be back on the program.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. You're always fun, and you keep us informed about what is going on in our fantastic state here. We seem to like Halloween a lot in this state. Would you say that's correct?
Most definitely. You know, from the frightful to the family-friendly, Wisconsin has every sort of Halloween happening this month. Our festive spirit really comes alive this season. You know, you may even say it rises from the ground for Halloween. You're gonna discover haunted houses, these Halloween events, tours of the eerie, and so much more. So, looking forward to diving in.
I like how you said in the email when you reached out, you said before the coffin lid will soon close on Halloween activities until next year. So, I can tell you guys are very much in the spirit there. We've been talking about a lot of scary stories. Segment called Freaky Friday here every Friday night, and telling ghost stories and talking to paranormal investigators. Let's start with the family friend. No, let's start with ghost tours. Where can people go? Ghost tours seem to be very popular. Can you recommend some? What part of the state are we looking at?
Yeah, I got a great recommendation for you in Door County. It's a ride you're not going to forget. Door County Trolley, they operate a ghost tour in the evenings to tell the spine-tingling stories of the area. So you're going to hear about those sunken ships, haunted lighthouses, and other sort of mysterious happenings in the area.
Right.
And the guides who lied, the, or who lead these tours, they're dressed up in costume. They're going to share that local folklore behind each tale. And they're welcoming folks on board this trolley up until early November. But if you miss out this fall, don't worry. They actually run this tour in the spring and summer, so you can do it next year and add a little fright to your summer trip to Door County.
It's interesting you say that. We had Carl Serecki on last week, who was one of the guys. And I'm not kidding, Logan, when I say when he talked about this stuff. You know, you think every ghost tour is just going to be kind of to scare the kids a little bit or whatever. After the interview, I was terrified. Like, some of the things he said, I'm a grown man, and I don't know how he does it. It's so scary.
Practice makes perfect. I mean, and nerves of steel for him. I'm impressed.
Yes, the stories he was telling, if I knew one of those was possible, forget it. I'm going to go get a job in fast food or something. There's no way I'm doing that. So do you get scared easily?
Not too bad. Okay. But
yes.
If you are looking for great ghost stories with a little less fright to them, though, Old World Wisconsin, they have this event called Legends and Wars. That's definitely one to check out. Are you familiar with this one, Pete?
We have a Legends lore. That's the Old World Wisconsin Museum. She was great. But that sounds like a really fascinating one, too. Maybe not quite as scary as the Door County one, but scary.
Yeah, it's, you know, family-friendly, but they really embrace kind of those historical tales of lore. You know, the centuries that kept your ancestors up for centuries. And, you know, it's costume performers. They're telling these scary stories by candlelight. You know, they even have a Victorian seance that you can participate in. This year, too, I know they made a sorghum maze for the first time. I mean, everyone's done a corn maze, but can you say you've ever wandered through a sorghum maze?
I can't say I know what a sorghum maze is. What is that?
A sorghum is just this, like, underknown, underappreciated cereal grain. But okay. From my understanding, it grows really quick. So Old World Wisconsin was able to grow a field of sorghum this year and cut a haunted maze through it.
And what if you're gluten-free? Can you still do the sorghum maze? Is that okay?
You'd have to double-check me on that one. I don't know what the gluten level of sorghum is.
I can see you getting called into the office tomorrow. Who are you to give nutritional information, Logan? You're supposed to stick to the haunted houses. Okay, so you mentioned family-friendly stuff. Where can people go, like, in terms of the state? Just where you can get scared, but it's not like the kids aren't going to sleep. Do you have anything like that for us?
Yeah, so Old World, Wisconsin, that is a good example of a family-friendly one where you can add a little fright to it, but there's also events that are just more so about, you know, the spirit of the season and just dressing up in costume and enjoying the experience as a family. A great one is at the Racine Zoo. That's Jack-O-Lantern Nights, and that's family-friendly fun all month long. They actually have more than 1,000 jack-o'-lanterns that light up the pathways throughout the night. And these pumpkins, you know, they're carved into cats and scarecrows and other sort of Halloween motifs. And they get them professionally carved. It can take hours to do just one pumpkin, and it's incredible. They also have these things that they call pumpkin sculptures. So they're stacking pumpkins on top of each other, and they're carving them to resemble those animals at the zoo. So Racine Zoo, they're putting on their jack-o'-lantern nights. That's Thursdays through Sundays for the rest of October. The last night is Sunday, November 3rd. So you still got 2 more weekends to make it out there.
Very cool. I see there's something going on at the Madison Children's Museum, too. I've always been a fan of that particular museum. Can you speak at all about what's going on?
I'm unfamiliar with what that event is, other than, you know, just doing what you said, a fantastic establishment. My cousin actually got married there, and it's just a fun place, you know, for adults and kids to go out and enjoy and play together. But if you're looking for a good kind of children's museum type themed activity in Sheboygan, there's Bookworm Gardens, if you're familiar with this destination. It's a seasonal botanical garden, and it's themed after these popular children's books. So really cool, you know, when you go there in the summer. But then in October, they're hosting this event that's called the Happily Haunted. And that is just a perfect destination for a ton of family fun. They have these really impressive light displays there, a pumpkin walk. They have themed Halloween children's stories. You know, you can sit down for story time and hear these Halloween stories, scavenger hunts, treat bakes for the kids. So a great option, especially if you have some younger kids.
Very cool. Let's talk about, are there any attractions that are specific to adults? Like where they really do try to freak you out and they don't have to hold back? Do you know of anything like that in the state?
Yeah, I have a couple great recommendations for haunted houses. I'll start with this one in the Fox Cities region. It bills itself as the Midwest's largest haunted complex. That is buried in Chambers.
So looking right at that on your website here, that looks really cool.
Yeah, they are drawing those fear seekers to Nina all throughout October, and for good reason. They've got these four distinct haunted attractions right there in one place. You know, like the Adrenaline Haunted House, that's one of those fan favorites. It's one of those old school, kind of in your face, jump scare type haunted houses. But they really keep true to their name at Burial Chambers. They offer a fully immersive experience to simulate being buried alive.
That sounds absolutely terrible.
Yeah. A little frightening, a little unexpected, a little thrilling. You know, it involves 80,000 pitfalls that fall into this top mine shaft. So it's you and your group of friends there. And it's just really frightful group experience. They keep the fun rolling on Friday and Saturday nights into early November. That last weekend, though, on November 1st and 2nd, you can experience the haunted house in pitch black. They give you an LED candle to guide your way through, and that's it. And I know
I just end up what about this? I'm looking at Mount Pleasant's abandoned haunted house. Haunted house sounds scary enough. If you put the pandemic in front of it, it's like, this used to be a haunted house. Now it's just sheer terror.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about something being abandoned that makes it freaky. But I got another good recommendation for you. This is Sheboygan County again. This is at Road America. I'm sure you're familiar with it. You know, it's a world-renowned racetrack. But in October, they're bringing these fear seekers there for the Wisconsin Theater Fest. So that's throughout the weekends in October and select Thursdays, they have these three haunted houses, each of them with their own chilling theme. I know one off the top of my head is a slaughter shack. For some reason, abandoned things and you know, slaughterhouses just inherently scary.
I'm invisibly
But seriously, you know, these places are going to get your heart racing faster than the cars that drive that track. Mm-hmm. But it's more than just scares at the Wisconsin Fear Fest. They have a midway of rides. They got live bands on Saturdays, escape rooms, axe throwing, and just so much more.
Do the people axe throw in the dark by LED candle, or is that a separate event?
I think that's the custom event someone is going to have to put together themselves.
All right, that's good. What about this? On your website, there's a ghost clock. For whatever reason, the North Woods, even though I live in Northern Wisconsin, 715, the North Woods scare the little daylights out of me around this time of year. Maybe because scary movies have been shot, but I don't know if there's a ghost clock in Bayfield. Do you know anything about that?
That one is not ringing a bell for me. Okay. I know Lando Lakes in North Woods, but right on the other side, on the east side, I know they get, they put together, I want to say, a zombie pub crawl for Halloween. and really the folks dress up phenomenally. There's a local art organization there, Lando Lakes Arts, I think is what it's called, that helps folks to do the makeup, and they put on a good performance.
Right. It looks like it's right at the point, well, where they did it, but it's just something about Lake Superior, too. It's just a great setting, I think, for Halloween. So, all right, so you got that. What about in the Fox City? You just mentioned Sheboygan. Is there anything in the Green Bay area, you know, haunted houses or where people can kind of explore?
So Burial Chambers, that's not too far of a drive right there in Mena. Nothing is coming off the top of my head right now in Green Bay, but Door County Trolley, another quick drive there. And if you want to get to the central part of the state, Stevens Point, it's not too terribly far, but there's a really cool experience at the Velvet Dairy Store. So they, this year, each year they make corn maze. This year they actually named their corn maze after the 2025 NFL draft. You know, we're super excited about the draft in Green Bay next year. Excited enough to cut down a couple of corn stalks and make an entire maze themed after it. But they're transforming that maze into a haunted one for 5 nights this month. That's this upcoming weekend and then Halloween night. So you're going to wander that draft-themed corn maze in the pitch black, and there's going to be something scary waiting around the corner to make you jump.
Axe throwing. What scares me most, Logan, like I don't really believe that a spirit is going to haunt any of these things, but I'm worried about that person who's going to get carried away. You know what I mean? Just like, take things too far. And then you end up in fisticuffs or something because they make your kid cry or something. That could be very horrifying. All right, we're going to do a very quick thing here when we come back. I'm going to ask Logan about his favorite scary movies and what of all of these places he would pick. We got a couple more minutes with our favorite guy from Travel Wisconsin, Logan Roby, coming up next on Night Live with Beach Wild on the Civic Media Radio.
A hearty bowl of chili served with a warm side of cornbread that's perfect for those crisp autumn days. This month, we're featuring a Bloody Mary burger. Two juicy patties, two slices of cheddar, two strips of smoked candied bacon smothered in the chef's secret Bloody Mary sauce. Can you taste it already? Finish off your meal with the marshmallow cheesecake. Smooth, creamy, and just the right amount of sweetness. Quail Run has all the flavors of fall. Stop by and enjoy the season's best.
Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even all these years have passed, I still have that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you are thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
When a woman votes for a man,
turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there.
Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming and tuning in the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out, we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And I'm built to stand my ground.
Fun stuff going on.
Yeah, when push comes to shove, I don't back up and I don't back down. Because I know just what it's back home that I'm fighting for.
So if you do these things, what are you most likely to check out?
Even like, if it means I'm knocking on heaven's door.
I think the Racine Zoo Family Night sounds fun.
So don't tread on me or my memory.
What are you most likely to check out?
So that you're free. We've never met.
They're all great depending on what your interests are, but I really like that idea.
And I'll lose my mind.
Mainly because this is a sort of like destination that you may have experienced somewhere you had once as well. Yeah, just a takeaway or experience with. But you can come back and over it.
Why the hell you think they call it glory?
So I think that's just really cool. It just kind of speaks to how unexpected Wisconsin is and how we're looking to surprise and delight people in different seasons and activities. Plus, you know, the idea of participating in a Victorian seance.
Lord knows that you're in good.
Really cool. I agree.
In the land of the free.
Discussed it on the show. I would say that.
It doesn't matter where you are.
Right. Sound just always have really fun. Especially if you do it.
Fighting for the stripes and every star.
Okay, so you guys do such a great job. What are your favorite things?
Don't tread on me. What else do you look for in terms of
self-esteem?
Trying to get divorces to take care of your family.
What's another
thing that you're looking
for? I mean, another favorite thing for me is that's what it costs. I personally get out of my way. Now every crowd, like all the others before me. Just to take in those things. I was out at Harrow State Park a little more than a week ago. Just to drive for some pictures. It's gorgeous there. This park, it's right there on the Mississippi River. It's 500 foot river plus. I love talking about fall color. I like helping folks discover new places to go. We have this awesome resource, the Fall Color Report, that tracks the steps and exchanges throughout the state.
Where can you find that? That sounds great.
So that's an interactive map-based report that we have on travelwisconsin.com. You know, you can see what percentage colors are at a peak in all 72 counties throughout the state. We work with 80 volunteer reporters to make that happen. So that you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/fallcolorreport.
All right, awesome. The big question for you, scary movies. Where are you at on scary movies? And what can you recommend?
I am a big fan of scary movies. I'd say my interest runs the gamut from the campy thriller.
Why the hell you think they call it open?
But I'm preferential to slash.
That's why we call her
so, like the gore.
Yeah, something that has a little comedy to it, but also God that's going to make me jump. Like how the early Scream franchise was. But I'll say,
yeah, go ahead,
give me
sir.
A good thriller, and I'm all for it. I watched Shutter Island for the first time this month. It's not, you know, I wouldn't call it a Halloween movie, but it's a good movie to watch in October.
Okay, you know, I still have not seen that all the way through, so I'm going to add that to my list. That's a good one. Do you have a favorite Wisconsin horror film, like The Omen, or some of the ones that have been shot around here? I know the giant spider invasion, I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but that was shot in northern Wisconsin years and years ago.
This is news to me. I didn't do enough prep. I didn't know we had enough horror movies for me to choose a favorite Wisconsin one.
All right, let me do some research on that. I'll send you a list, and maybe you guys can steer people toward the settings or something, or the locations, because there's a few here that I thought were really well done. And this state is so beautiful when it comes to film. It's more than it should be checked.
Send me the list, Pete, and I'll do my research. I'll check back with you.
All right, we'll do that. Hey, buddy, thank you so much, as always, for your time. And I will take your recommendation this screen. I have not heard that as much as I thought I would this season for a scary and fun great movie.
I appreciate you having me on again, Pete. I always love chatting with you.
All right, have a great night. Thanks so much, Logan.
You as well.
All right, that's Logan Rogan from Travel Wisconsin. Always fun to talk to Logan. There's so much going on. And it's interesting, I thought he was going to say Christmas, but he went right to Fall Colors, which I tend to forget about too. Like, we've got this election, we've got, Halloween. I have not even thought about it. I mean, I've noticed the Fall Colors, certainly, but I haven't done Fall Colors.
I mean, I guess I don't really go out to look for it, but I'll see it. Like, you know, just driving down. When you're on the highway around here, there's so many trees around.
And that's what I noticed. Yeah. I don't really notice it until the color of the day. To be honest, I'm so focused on the gorgeous weather. We were walking yesterday down to the bay, and it's so interesting that it was summer warm, but the fall colors were still there. And the bay is gorgeous reflection of the bay, and it's just what we're experiencing right now. It's so cool. All right, so we've got a lot of shows still coming up. We have a retired colonel of the U.S. Army, Tim Cody, is going to be here to talk about some Veterans Affairs work he does. That's coming up at 7:20. Right now, it's Civic Media's award-winning news, keeping you informed. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.